With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Nate comes and meets the family, and this meeting of the family is a fucking mess. It's not good.
It was rough. This was a rough one. It's not nearly as bad as, like, I remember Katie's with Blake. That was really bad with
Blake's with the Katie's.
That was bad. But this, he just was not prepared to answer these questions because he hasn't let his mind go to these places beyond this show.
Yeah. Which is troubling, though, is it not?
Okay, so here's the thing. I personally think that it's actually more troubling how little questions Brandon has.
That is troubling. Mm-hmm.
To me, because this is not real life.
Mm-hmm.
So you falling this deeply in love is also a trick being played on you. By producers, by, like, these people are organizing a television show.
Mm-hmm.
So for you to have unquestionable, undenying, completely unconditional love for someone in this time period and have no questions about the outside world and no doubts, to me, is a sign of maybe a little bit of immaturity, maybe a little bit just emotional immaturity, I would say.
Yeah.
Rather than Nate, who's a little bit nervous, especially because you look on the other side and there's fucking producers, lights,
everywhere.
Like,
yeah.
You know, so his nervousness to me makes him even more human to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I agreed. He had a level of nervousness that did feel very like this is how he should feel.
Yep.
Like, kind of bubbling on his words a little bit. My issue, though, is, like, the question about what's coming next. Where are you guys going to live? Like, how do you feel about Minnesota? Those were rough.
Answer.
And it's like, you haven't thought about any of that?
Engagement's
coming up. The mom is going to ask you, are you ready for engagement?
Mom, Michelle, where are we going to live?
The everybody. Like, you didn't think through some of these things? Like, that was, it's almost, again, opposites. One had no questions and they're just, like, ready to throw caution to the wind and be married to this woman. This other one, just isn't prepared, I feel like, or hasn't really allowed himself.
Yeah, not prepared.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways, Michelle, she says in her confessional, you know, my family has been right about red flags in the past. And can see things I haven't seen. So I'm just really hoping all goes well. So she already knows that Nate is walking in on Brandon's coattails where it was smooth sailing. And she already feels like this is going to get rough. But hopefully they don't pick up stuff that is going to be too alarming. So anyways, Nate comes in. He kind of shares he's, like, so happy with the experience that he's, you know, told her he's in love. And reminds us all that he's not been in love before. That's another thing to, I guess, remember about him. This is his first, like, major deep love relationship. So Ephraim and Nate sit together, and Ephraim already off rip is like, there's a different vibe.
Yeah. He's like, Brandon, I don't like the energy in here. I don't like the energy in the room.
Yeah, the energy, I'm not feeling it. Brandon was a lot warmer, and he can feel the, like, stiffness and, like, nervousness from Nate. So already Ephraim's like...
Which... Ephraim, get out of here. The first time you met Brandon, he stole your swim trunks and it was like, ha ha, the parents are home. Mm-hmm. And then he asked you if he could marry your daughter. Obviously, the next time you see him, he's going to be like, hey, Dad.
Super warm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Duh.
True.
Come yeah. on.
But still, it's just a palpable difference.
Yeah.
It's just a palpable yeah. difference. And you know, he can look in Michelle's eyes and knows Michelle probably really loves this one. I think they can all tell that.
I know.
And so
know
the vibe already just kind of like stiff. And they're like, fuck.
Oh, God.
So... Ephraim asks him, you know, how do you feel about Michelle? I see she has strong feelings for you, and I want to know if yours are the same. And Nate's like, you know, I do want to get down on one knee, and then kind of talks himself into a hole and is like, but you know, the logistics of moving and everything, like, I don't know.
Yo,
and
he really got to get these words tied together.
He was talking in circles, and Ephraim... Yeah, everyone was like, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but she wants to stay in Minnesota, so...
Right. It's just so clear with Brandon. Brandon expresses himself so with such clarity, and such this clarity. Guy can't. It's hard to watch.
Yeah, Nate needs a lot of help with verbal expression. Angela sits with Nate, and same thing. Will you move to Minnesota? And again, he doesn't really answer the question. He says,
yeah.
I love adventure. You know, I've moved a lot over. In my life. And she's like, all right, that's cool. But are you ready to like stay put? Are you ready to like be settled and like be content with that? And he literally says, I haven't thought about that. And then he was saying like, you know, Michelle and I have a list of all these adventures we want to do. So like, you know, I'm really excited about those. And... Angela again, like Ephraim was just saying.
Angela
like,
was like,
okay.
Like, this is the literal opposite of what we want to hear. Gotcha.
Not what we want to hear.
Okay. Yeah.
Not at all.
Yeah.
Ephraim sits with Michelle, and Michelle tells him, you know, he does want to get engaged. Like, she's speaking for him because Ephraim's like, I didn't get that from him, but Michelle's just like, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
He does want to get engaged. And in his confessional, he says, Ephraim, you know, Michelle is an eternal optimist and can see all that can go right and not all that can go wrong. So
this
she's
is
pushing
her family
the...
is so important.
They're picking, they already are seeing through the cracks that she's already filled with hope and joy.
Yes.
And then one of the roughest sit-downs was LaVon and Nate. God damn.
Oh my God, because LaVon don't play around.
LaVon was not playing. She said, you know, have you been in love before? And he says, no, but I trust myself that I am in love. And then she flat out asks him, you know, is Michelle the one?
The one, yeah.
Very direct question. Requires a pretty direct answer back, I think.
Yeah.
And he talks all around in circles.
Again, because you could tell looking at his face, well, maybe I'm projecting, that he knew he was on television. I could see that
you
in his
feel
face.
Him feel the cameras. Yeah.
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 He's like,
that's true.
Trying to say, like, yeah, of course she feels like she's the one because we're on TV and because they're obviously going to make it feel like that. But I feel like internally, like she's the one. I feel like he didn't know how to answer that within the context of which he was in at the moment. You know?
Yeah, so it just came off rough as hell.
Terrible. It came off terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah.
He was like, I feel that.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
You know, when you say love, when you say the one, like you just kept like bumbling and just like over the place. And LaVon, she had to speak her mind. She just spoke her piece to him. It was all her heart. She's like, you know, I believe you, but I'm not sure if at the end you'll be engaged. I'm just not sure you're 100% in. He says, you know, I'm 100% in. If Michelle chooses me, I'm very ready to get down on one knee. Like saying the things that he knows LaVon wants to hear. But LaVon is just side-eyeing. The entire time, she's just sitting there with a side eye. Like, she just can't do it. And she literally says to him, she's like, you're not really open with your emotions. Like, I feel you saying these things, but I'm not feeling it. And she literally tells him that. She gives him in-the-moment feedback.
Which I appreciated quite a bit. And I'm sure Michelle did, too.
Yeah. And LaVon's assessment, like in her confessional, she's like, I think Michelle likes that he's a bit more surprising and less predictable. Which Brandon is very predictable. It's very, there's no mystery there at all. And sometimes you want a little mystery. So that's why she's kind of inching towards Nate. So Michelle sits with LaVon. Michelle already looked like she on the brink of tears because she already knows this did not go well.
That it did not go. How can you top Brandon's?
How can you top that? Yeah. She already felt the energy from her dad. And so she already knows her mom's going to be serving the same energy. And LaVon says, you know, he's a nice guy, but it was rocky. I just wasn't feeling the warmth. And Michelle flat out asked, like, do you think he's ready for engagement? And she said, honestly, no. I just wasn't feeling that. And I expressed that to him. So he knows. Yep. So you can go talk to him about that because I already told him. And poor Michelle, she just starts crying and she just said she felt so triggered because I feel like she's been here before where her parents were like, girl, this ain't it. And she was trying to sell it to them. And they're like, you're not seeing these things. Like,
and then she ended up in the hospital.
And then she ended up in the hospital later.
With a feeding tube. Like, that was wild.
So yeah, Michelle and Nate walk out. And Nate, he seemed to feel like things went all right. Like,
I think he's actually taking the feedback and trying to use it. He's like, I like that your mom is a straight shooter, which I like that he said that, you know, because I think nobody has made him look outside of the show, but he is fully aware that he's on a show.
Yeah.
And also fully aware that he said, I love you for the first time to his dad, who is also divorced, who's also not his biological father, right, on TV. So he's like dealing with a lot right now.
Yeah, agreed.
And I think that he liked that he was like, listen, your mom's not fake for TV. Your mom is for real and asked me the real questions.
Mm-hmm. And she's like reminding him, like, mm-hmm, remember that this is not just a TV show. Like, not to say that he's here just for television, but just remember that there is a world outside of this. And so, like, you do need to start thinking about these questions and start asking yourself these questions, because this is real life. Like, regardless of this fake shit and all these cameras, like, remember that, son. So, Michelle lets him know, you know, my parents, they just want someone who's going to treat me well, that's going to put in effort, you know, that's going to choose me first. That's like a very big thing for my mom. She also said, like, you can say it, you can say all the things, but you have to feel it.
Feel it.
That's huge. And he tries to reassure her. He's like, you know, I definitely love you a lot. Like, I really want this. Like, I told her as well. Michelle's like, are you sure? Like, are you sure?
Because he's not a Brandon. He's not one of those people who can yank the words out of his ass. He probably has to act on it.
Yeah.
And he probably needs a little moment, and then he's going to act on it. But
you can't really act here in the show. All you have is words.
That's it. That's all you got.
That's all you have is words, which is why so many of these couples break up at the end, because never are their relationships tested. Never is there any action to prove any of these words.
Those words.
So you can only go on words. And so, yeah, it's just rough. Even just watching Michelle, like, asking him, like, are you sure? Like, because all she has is words, and she don't even know if these words ring true, because I think she also understands, like, he's, like, more of an actions person. Brandon is the words guy.
Yeah.
He's not a words guy, so I have to, but all I have is to go off on his words. I need to, like, actually really feel it from him. So I think that's what she's searching for, is, like, the feeling.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He says all the things, but none of us are really feeling it. Michelle's just, she's still kind of searching. It's kind of hard to watch her, like, trying to pull this out of him.
It sucks.
It really sucks. Not ideal. She says in her confessional, she's like, you know, I really have to reassess things with Nate, because I can't be in a relationship where I don't know if the person's going to stick around.
Like,
she feels a lot of doubt.
Yeah.
She's hearing things, but she does not feel it. She sees, she can feel his nervousness and him feeling the cameras, but she's like, snap out of that.
Right.
Right now.
Because I need to pick somebody.
Forget about the cameras. You just told your dad you love in the first act. Like, me and you, are we in this? Can I trust you? Do I know
are
you?
Are we in this? Because you done digmatized me last week, okay? Right. You just 6'8" self in your orange swim trunks that you've worn 8 times, and I'm sure your 18-foot penis have got me swinging from the goddamn baseboard. Like, please, give me something, please.
Give me something. Oh, my God.
Ugh.
Yeah, that was rough. And then, so we had a little blip back to the studio audience, and suddenly everybody in the audience has masks on. Did they not have masks on from the beginning? I missed that.
No, bitch. Cause I looked at them. I was like, oh, are we doing this?
That's wild.
I thought this was live. Isn't this today?
Is it recorded on December 21st, where Omicron or whatever the fuck is flying.
Omarion is wilding through the whole country to the point where one of the hosts can't show up.
And they had everybody in there with no masks on. That's wild.
Everybody in there, ha!
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Lord. Everybody went back, masks on. Time for Brandon and Michelle's last day.
Last day together.
Just crazy.
I know.
Brandon said, I can see the finish line. Her family was so amazing. I feel like I have a second family already. He feels like he won this.
He does.
And he's able to feel that, because LaVon and Ephraim basically told him.
Set him up! That's the ill setup right there.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card.
Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.